Hello, I'm Dorothy. In the mid-1990s, a group of older women shared their experiences of feminism at 10:40 dinner and discussion evenings. Their stories were recorded on tape. The podcast that you're about to hear is made from one of these recordings. The following questions shape their stories. What attracted you to feminism? How has feminism impacted on your life? What have been your positive experiences of feminism? Have there been any disappointments? And what are your issues now? This is Meg's story.
Somehow I think the actual question, what attracted you to feminism, doesn't quite kind of have the right ring to it for me. Because I think when I was first looking for a set of ideas that would help me make sense of my life, feminism wasn't there in any very evident way for me to be attracted to. I think that I developed through my teens in Leicester, which in England, which at that time was a very limited and limiting kind of environment. I was in a lower middle class family in what was practically entirely a white city, growing up through my teens in the 1950s, where everything was the kind of certainty about conservative politics, the importance of the monarchy, the Church of England, and all those other wonderful kind of symbols of the 1950s, in this case in the context of England, that Howard is kind of, you know, trying to offer us as something to look back on with great nostalgia. To me, it was a place I started off from that I didn't know how to get out of, but I spent, I suppose, until my later 20s trying to get beyond a feeling that this wasn't my environment and the things that were offered there somehow weren't what I wanted. In the process, I struggled. I fumbled my way through various unsuccessful heterosexual relationships. I got myself politically worked out enough to vote Labour and not Conservative. I read sociology at university, which was somehow offering something but not anything clearly enough for me to really get to grips with. And I went on from there through various jobs, in terms of working with delinquent youth and then into teaching. And then in my later 20s, I fell in love. I started a relationship with a bloke who was a socialist. And suddenly I actually had a way in to a whole kind of world of left politics and the anti-war, the anti-Vietnam War movement. And I moved to Glasgow, which taught me a lot about being English in the context of living in Scotland and teaching in Scotland. And as the 60s proceeded and I was